It's Parshas Lech Lecha. So, the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says the following. You know that in Mila, there are two inyonim. Says the Beis Halevi, the idea of Mila is taking away the Orla, which is something, which is a mum, which is some kind of a Jewish, which is a defect. And that's the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says, Masech Zedor, Meusa, Hiya Orla, She Nizit Gadu Ba'akusim, She Nemar Ki Kol Hagoy Marelim. So there is an idea of taking away a defect, taking away the Orla. But at the same time, there is also a Mila, there is some kind of a special Kedusha that you get by Mila, right? And that's the Mishnah, right? Gdoyle Hiya Mila, She Nichrusu Alea, Yud Gimel Brises. So you see that the Mila is taking away the Orla, and at the same time, it does bring you also the Kedusha. So says Beis Halevi, there is a difference between which one does what. The Mila itself is the Hasoras Amum. The Priya, that is the bringing of the extra Kedusha that we have. That is the Priya. And he says, that's why by the Priya we say, V'tzitzov chosam be'ois bris koidesh. There is a special bris koidesh, a special holy covenant, which is done by the Priya. So the covenant is the Priya, the taking away the chisor, and is taking away the orla. And he says, this is the true, the reality of it is the Zohar says this idea. The Zohar says, Pasas b'shalach, ve'ivim moishe b'izbech le'kapora, al de'ispor v'Yisroel, v'izgaliu b'yois reshima kedisha. When Klal Yisroel made Priya, and will reveal on them the ois kodesh. So you see, there is a special ois, a special sign of kedusha, which is mila, and says the Zohar is on priya. However, on the Rabbi Hamna says on mila, the mila is what is mitzvah's mila leavora haorla mikami bris, to take away the orla before the bris. So taking away the orla is not the bris. The bris is the priya. Only the orla is the ichatim, is the way to allow you the bris, what you call the bris, to allow the bris, which is the priya, to take place. So he says, if this is the case, that makes sense, the Medrash. The Medrash says in Shir HaShirim, Mayofis umanamt, how beautiful and how sweet you are. Mayofis bekilayim umanoamt betzitzis, how so beautiful you are with kilayim, and how sweet or how balanced you are with tzitzis. Mayofis beorla umanoamt benetarevai. Mayofis, there is a beauty in orla, and there is this balance or this sweetness in Netarevai, Mayofis Mila, Bemila, Umano Amt, Bepriya. Ma, how beautiful you are, Bitsas Mila, and how balanced, how sweet you are, Bitsas Priya. So, what's this double log, Mayofis, Mano Amt? And the Medrash says, Yofis relates to Priya, I'm sorry, relates to Mila, relates to Orla, and relates to Kilaim. Mano Amt relates to Netarevai, it relates to Tzitzis, and it relates to Priya. What's the kesher? So he says that's what it is. Mayofis means how beautiful you are, that you took away the defect, you took away the mum. Look at Orla. Orla means that you don't eat the fruit for 3 years. That is logical. That is refraining from doing something bad. Manuam, how balanced and how sweet you are, that not only you refrain from taking away something ugly, but you actually did something good. And what's that? That you do, not revive, that you, the fourth year, you eat in the Kodesh, you eat in Yerushalayim. The same idea is by your feast, how beautiful you are, that you avoided soiling yourself with Kilayim, and how balanced you are with Tzitzis. So here it says the Medrash, by your feast, how beautiful you are, that you took away the defect of Mila. That's Orla, that's Mila. Manamt, and how balanced and how sweet you are to be able to achieve another level of Kedusha, which is Priya. So you see, Befirush, that's Mayofis, Manamt. Mayofis is how beautiful you are that you took away from your Chisorin, and how Noamt, how balanced and how sweet you are that you attain the level of Kedusha. Kilaim and Tzitzis, Orla and Etarevai, Mila and Priya. So says the Beis Halevi, that's the idea. Now we have to understand, first of all, why is Mila taking away the Chesoron, and why is the Bris Dafka by Priya? Because by Mila, I understand you took away the Orla. But what's Priya? And why is Priya in itself something that creates a Bris? Why specifically the Priya not taking away the Orla? And then we have to understand, which we'll explain in Mitzvah Hashem next week, and what's the juxtaposition, that the same way there is Kilaim, and there is bunch of kotzitzis. First of all, why is one the opposite of other? They're the two separate issues. But taking away the chisor and the skilayim, achieving and attaining kedusha is tzitzis. How these two go together? And what's the comparison to mila and priya? That taking away the chisoren is mila, attaining kedusha is priya. What's the kesha to tzitzis and kilayim? That's number one. And why is kilayim a juxtaposition to tzitzis? Meaning the two separate mitzvahs have nothing to do with each other. But as it may, that's what says Besalevi. This is the idea of mila and priya. We have to understand why priya is the attaining of kedusha. And he says, that's why you look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says like this, Hisalech lefonai veheyetomim. Go, before me, he says, go walk in front of me and be holy, be whole, be complete. Ve'et nabisi b'tivanechai, and I will give a breeze between us. So he says, very interesting. One of them is a tzivui on him, Hisalech lefonai veheyetomim. You should walk and you should be whole. And then the Pasuk says that I will give the breeze. First of all, it says not Tzivui, it's not the Avroma has the breeze, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the breeze. And Ve'et Lechoyre is in the future tense, is not in the present tense. So he says that's a very geschmack. Because it's Salach Lefonai to me, meaning go in front of me, be complete, be whole. The idea is do mitzvah mila, and that's the Chiyuv on the Adam. But the breeze comes where? It comes with the Priya. And the Priya, we know the Gemara says in Yevomis that Avraham Avinu didn't have the Mitzvah Priya. Mitzvah Priya was given later. Was in Zaloch HaLamashe B'Sina, that was given by the time of Yeshua. The Gemara of the Pasuk. The Gemara in the final of Amud Bey says there was no Priya by Avraham Avinu, because by Yeshua it says, V'shub Moles B'nei Yisrael Shenis. It says they did the Mila again. The Gemara says, what does it mean they did by Yeshua Mila again? So the Gemara, yeah, because they did Mila, the taking away of the Ola by Avram. But by Yeshua, they actually went ahead and they did the Mila again to do the second level of Mila, which is Priya. So that's why it says Ve'etna in the future, because by Avram Avinu it was never given. But the problem is, if that is the case, first of all, why wasn't it given by Avraham Avinu? Why was it only given by Yeshua? And not only that, we, by the brocha of the Mila, is what we say about the breeze. So we see that the priya is breeze of Avraham Avinu. But what breeze is it? The breeze of Avraham. If Avraham never got it, why is it the breeze of Avraham? And if the breeze was given to Avraham, let me ask you a secret. If the breeze was given to Avraham, why didn't he do priya? He didn't do, if the breeze only comes to Priya, Avraham Avinu never got it. And if he did get the breeze, why didn't he get the Priya? How can you get the breeze before the Priya? And the truth is, even from the Psukim, according to the Bisalevi, Ve'etna brisi b'niu v'necha, is mashma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I will give in the future the breeze. Mashma that there's no breeze right now. But that's very strange. Because if you read the Psukim, it's Masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give the breeze. Ve'ata v'yomer l'kim l'avrom ve'ata you, it's breezy tishmor, you should guard my breeze. Masha, there was breeze given to him. Ata v'zarach acharech l'doresam zois breeze yaseh tishmor yirubin yuvenech. This is the breeze that you should be keeping. If the breeze is only giving later, there's no breeze by Avrom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him? You should keep the breeze. If the breeze is Priya, there was no breeze. Lechor is only later. How can it be on later? That's number one. Why is it on later? And how can you say that's not by Avraham? Lechor is watching. There is a breeze by Avraham. Okay? And just the opposite, even before. Ani hini breezi itach. There is a breeze with you, he says. Ve'isalav man going. So, to answer this, Beis Halevi, Lechor, I want to go into another. By the way, the Mesalevi says, that's why the Goyim are called Arelim. The Gemara says, if you make the Gemara in the Mishnah, the Gemara in the Dorim, if a person says that makes a nether, that I will have no benefit, no usage from somebody who is a Moho, is also a Beisrael, is Mutar Vakum. But if he says, I will not have also anything to do with Arelim, he's Mutar with Yisrael, even though he has a Mila. Even though he's oral, he doesn't have a Mila, but he's also by a Goy who did Mila. And his mashma, even a Goy who did Mila, any goy, even though bnei ketura chayovim b'mila. So lechoyr on second, why is he not mohol? He did mila, he did what you call it, he did the mitzvah, so he should be mohol. But zokter no mila and mohol means the bris, means the covenant. And by bnei ketura they don't do priya, they do only mila, so they don't have a bris. So that's why they are called arelim, they are not called mulim. To be a mohol is somebody who has the bris. To have the bris, you need priya. Okay? So first of all, why is the bris priya? Why was it given to Yeshua only? And lechor, how can you call this bris such Avram Avinu? In Zmash, Avram did have a bris, and he didn't have mila, and didn't have priya. So the question is, why and how does it work? So to answer that, I want to bring another Beis Halevi. And the Beis Halevi goes into the following idea. There is a Marach or Zarua. The Marach or Zarua says the mitzvah smila is not only doing the mila, the mitzvah smila is to be moho. Not only the action of mila, but there is an actual mitzvah to be a moho. So he says the Marach or Zarua is on the Medrash. The Medrash says, "Alam natzeach halashmin is mizmor leDavid." David the Melech went to the Beis Hamerchatz. He went to take a shower, and he realized that he didn't have any mitzvahs until he saw his mila. He realized that there was a mitzvah that is with you all the time, and that's mitzvah mila, and he was very happy, and that's why he said, "Alam natzeach halashminis mizmor leDavid." So lechoyra. So what's it? So says the Beis Halevi in the Tshuvas, that really there is a mitzvah also to be mal at that time. And that mitzvah to be mal, lechoyra, if you realize, at the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis says that the mitzvah to be mal is a mitzvah only at that moment. It's not a mitzvah hamismashechas. It's not a mitzvah which is continuous. So there is a mitzvah smila which is only momentaneous, when you do the mila. So how can the Marach or Zarua says there's a mitzvah to be mal? So says the Beis Halevi, there are two mitzvahs. There is one mitzvah which is to do the ma'aseh mila, and there is a mitzvah to be mohol. The one that's doiche Shabbos is only the mitzvah to make a ma'aseh mila. Says the Beis Halevi, these two mitzvahs are merumas actually in the posuk. Says the Beis Halevi in Siva Mem Zayin the following idea. Says the Beis Halevi, the memile shnei inyonim shnei mitzvahs. Ikar mitzvah is ma'aseh mila. There is a mitzvah which is the ma'aseh mila, the action of the mila, the cutting of the orla. Ki dichsiv himo lachem kol zohar, the pasuk that just saw before. And then mitzvah that you should be a moho. And that's the mitzvah vehoisa brisi bivsarchem. So the bris bivsarchem, to have a bris, is the passive mitzvah. And the mitzvah is the chaticha, cutting the mitzvah. So that's very geschmack. So if you put the two together, you see that the mitzvah's mila, which is to making the ma'aseh mila, that is taking away the orla. That's the active mitzvah. The passive mitzvah is what? The passive mitzvah is to be a moho. And to be a mohol, according to the Beis Halevi Bayas, that you should have the bris. What is really the bris? The bris is really the priya. Right? So in other words, the second mitzvah, the mitzvah to be mohol, is the mitzvah to have the bris upon us. And the mitzvah upon us, according to the Beis Halevi in Chumash, what's the bris upon us? Is priya. So you see that the active mitzvah is mila, the passive mitzvah is priya, to have the bris. But it's interesting to say that the passive mitzvah Avraham Avinu didn't have. What does that mean? But according to this Beis Halevi, it's very geschmack. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Beis Alocha Gimel, the Rambam says like this, says the Rambam, Ketzad Moyalim, how is the Ma'aseh Mila? Choitchem is kolora choifesa Torah. We take away the foreskin. Ashet is gale kol haTorah, until the gland is exposed. Ve'achar kach poirim esakrum. And then you take away the skin of the gland. Harach shelemata betziporim achziru lekan ulekan. And you put it to both sides. Ad sheiroi b'sar haTorah, until the flesh of the gland is exposed. So you see from the Rambam, that not only the Priya is Meloshon Uporas Rashish, is to reveal. Not only the Priya is to reveal the skin, which is reveal the flesh, but even the Mitzvah Samila, which is taking away, there is also a revelation, there is also a Gilui. That's what the Rambam says, Choitkim is Koloira Choifes HaTorah, that you cut the foreskin, Ashetiz Gale Kol HaTorah, until the gland is exposed. So you see from the Rambam, a Givaldike thing, that the Mitzvah's Priya starts already from the Ma'aseh Mila. The Maisa Mila has the idea of taking away the Orla, and by doing that, you expose the gland. And that's why the halacha is how much you have to stay to take it away, is how much you expose the gland. That is exposing. There is a Priya, is a continuation of this revelation that you have not only to expose the gland, you have to take away the skin and expose the flesh behind it. But it's always a concept of exposing, of Gilui. So it comes out, there is a mitzvah, Hasora Sa Orla, that is Maisa Mila, but the Maisa Mila has in it also Maisa Priya. So you see, according to the Rambam, the Priya that we got later by Yeshua is only an extension of the Priya that the Mila does, but the Mila has the Priya. According to the Beis Halevi, in the Chumash, it makes a lot of sense. That is the mitzvah of Himo Lochem Kol Zocher, the mitzvah of Mila is taking away the Orla. That's a momentary mitzvah. It's a mitzvah only of the moment. But then there is a mitzvah to have the bris in ourselves, what it means to have it exposed. So that v'etna bris v'niu v'necha existed by Avraham Avinu. Only afterwards, the pasuk says in the osid, because that mitzvah will extend that not only to expose the gland, but to expose the flesh in itself. According to this, you could see something very interesting. The Sheoltes asks, why is Priya Doicha Shabbos? You know the meal is Doicha Shabbos. Why is Priya Doicha Shabbos? And if you understand the Kasha is very good, because we just said the mitzvah's Priya is the mitzvah, passive mitzvah to be revealed, right? That's mitzvah's Priya. Mitzvah's Mila is the actual mitzvah to cut it, right? Is the actual action of the mitzvah to cut it. We know that the mitzvah's Mila, that's Doicha Shabbos, the Gemara says is a momentaneous mitzvah. It's a mitzvah only of the moment. That's why the Gemara says you can't learn for all the mitzvahs. One second, but then Priya, how do you know it's Doicha Shabbos? If only the action is Doicha Shabbos, not the passive mitzvah, how is that that's Doicha Shabbos? So says the Sheiltes, that we learn a Hekesh or our own. Because the Gemara in Shabbos says, the Pasuk says Shenis, it says Yeshua was mal again for the second time. What does it mean again for the second time? The Gemara says the second time is to tell you that the end of the Mila is like the beginning of the Mila. The same way that the beginning of the Mila is Me'akev, the end of the Mila means cutting the extra skin. If there is tzitzim, a Me'akev, a Mila is also Me'akev. Says the Sheoltes, we do a Hekesh, the opposite. The same way the beginning of the Mila is Doicha Shabbos, which is Mila, the end of the Mila, which is Priya, is also the Chashabes. It's a Hekesh one to the other. Now, why is Priya the end of Mila? According to, if you learn Posh Pshat, is Mila is taking away the Orla, Priya is revealing. Has nothing to do with each other. So why is Priya called the end of Mila? But if you know that Mila in itself is also the breeze, there is the passive mitzvah there, which means to be revealed. Priya is a continuation of that, that not only to reveal the gland, to reveal the flesh. So it makes sense that that's the end of Mila. So Mila, according to the Beis Halevi in the Tshuvas, is very geshmak. There is two mitzvahs in every Maisa Mila. In the Mila itself, there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to make a Maisa Mila, and that's a pasuk, Himo Lachem Kol Zocher. And then there is a mitzvah of being mohol. And what's the mitzvah of being mohol? Says the Beis Halevi, V'hoisa brisi bivsarchem. The mitzvah of the bris is the passive mitzvah. And on the Mila, there is a bris already. What's the bris in the Mila? Is the revelation that you reveal the gland. Because the Beis Halevi says in Chumash, only the Priya, the revelation, is the bris, not the Maisa Mila. Taking away the Orla allows you to reveal the gland. So Mimela makes very a lot of sense, that even though Priya is only given later, but the Priya that the Beis Halevi means in Chumash is not the Mitzvah's Priya, is the revelation, is the Gilu, is the Priya. That in itself in the Mila has it. So the Mila has the Priya, and the Priya is the end of the bris, of the Priya, of the Mila, to have a second degree of Priya. That's what the Rambam puts together. The Mila is to reveal the gland, the Priya is to reveal the flesh, an extension, a continuation. So now that we have that, so it comes out that the Mitzvah's Mila, even the Mitzvah's Mila is taking away the Orla. But what is the bris? The revelation, the Gilui, the Priya Shaboy. So the question is, why is the Priya Dafka the Mitzvah? Why not taking away the Orla? Why is the passive mitzvah and the bris dafka by Priya? And why does Priya start with Avraham, the first degree of Priya, which is revealing the gland, and the second degree of Priya is only by Yeshua? Why is such a distance between the two? And why is Dafka that the bris? That's question number one. Question number two, if you go on the pasuk by the Milchoma against the Milchoma against Melech Sdoim and Melech Amora. So I'm sorry, the war of the four kings against the five kings. So Avraham Avinu goes and he wins the war on behalf of Melech Sdom. So it says the pasuk, Vayomer Melech Sdom al Avraham, ten li nefesh v'rechush kachlach. Give me the souls and you take the spoils. I raise my hands to Hashem. Take from a thread to a shoelace. If I take anything of yours, they should never say that I made Avram wealthy. So the pasuk says, from a thread until a shoelace. First of all, what's a thread and a shoelace? What's the thread and what's a shoelace? And the Gemara says, from the mechut ve'atzrochnal, we are zeichet to two mitzvahs. Says Rashi, brings out the Gemara. The Gemara in Sotah Daf Yud Zayin, in mechut ve'atzrochnal, says Avraham that we are zeichet to two mitzvahs. What does the Gemara say? I'm sorry, the Rashi doesn't bring down the Gemara in Sotah Daf Yud Zayin and Chulin Daf Pei Teh say, what were Zoyche? From Michut ve'atzrochnal, Michut were Zoyche for the Chut Shel Tcheles, ve'atzrochnal were Zoyche to Retzua Shel Tfilin. We're Zoyche to the Retzua of Tfilin. Now the question is, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? Michut, first of all, what's Michut ve'atzrochnal mean? And what's Mida Keneged Mida? The Michut ve'atzrochnal. Now the Gemara continues and says, the Gemara inside says like this: the mitzvah itself cannot be the reward, and the Beis Halevi explains because mitzvahs love lehenos. You don't get mitzvah is not for your own benefit. You don't have pleasure in mitzvahs, so it can't be that the mitzvah is a reward. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what's the reward that Avraham Avinu got in Tcheles and he got it under the Tzua Shel Tefillin? So says the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara because Bishl by Tefillin, because by Tefillin Shorosh we know Veru Kolam Yaretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha. People are going to see that the Shem Hashem is on you, and they'll be fearful of you. Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha. So Tefillin has a gift. What's the gift and the reward? That Shem Hashem is Nikra on the person, and the goyim will be afraid. But what's the gift of tzitzis? The Gemara says, yeah, there's a gift of tzitzis. The gift of tzitzis is because the tcheles is doing it to the yam is doing it to the rakia, and the rakia is doing it to kisekovet. That's what the Gemara says. Now, on the retzua shel tefillin, it's interesting. Kishem Hashem nikra alecha, that's the reward of tefillin. Now, says the Masho, tefillin you'd have had, the mitzvah of tefillin is not because of Avraham Avinu. What's the mitzvah of tefillin? The mitzvah of tefillin is because if it is Mitzrayim. Here the Gemara is only saying Ritzua Shel Tefillin. Without the Tefillin, without Avraham Avinu, we could have had the Tefillin without the Ritzua. Now, what's the mile of the Ritzua, the Gemara says? Because with that, we get Shem Hashem Nikar Alecha, and the Goyim are afraid of us. Now, what Shem Hashem has to do with the Ritzua? Now, makes sense according to Shita's Rashi. I think it's Rashi, the Shitos, and Masho says that. Rashi says, why Dafka Tefillin Shorosh, the Goyim are afraid? Not Tefillin Shliad, because Tefillin Shorosh has two letters of Shem Hashem, has the Shin in the Batim and has the Dalet in the Ritzuas. So you see what the Gemara is saying here, very Gishmak, is because of Avraham Avinu Zoyche the Ritzua means that we're Zoyche to the Shem Hashem, to the Dalet, that now that we have the Dalet, the Goyim are afraid of us. So what's the Mida Keneged Mida? That we're Zoyche to the Ritzua, which is the Dalet. What does the Dalet and the Ritzua have to do with Michut V'Atzrachnal? So it's not the mitzvah tefillin, it's the retzua, and also choshev with the retzua because Shem Hashem nikra lecha because you have the dalad. What's the dalad of the retzua have to do with the schar of Avraham Avinu, and why the tcheles of tzitzis? What does he have to do? And it's interesting also, why didn't Avraham Avinu dafka? Avraham did wanted not to take any money from Melech Sdoim before Avraham Avinu was interested in taking from Avimelech. He says, right, Leman itav li bavurech v'choysa nafshi biglolech, Leman itav li bavurech itun li matones. So Avraham Avinu was yes interested in matones before, now he's not interested in it. Why did Avraham Avinu didn't want to take anything from Melech Sdoim? What was wrong with taking anything from Melech Sdoim? What's mechut ve'atzrochnal the debt is the schus that we got, mida keneged mida, the ritzua, the dalet shel tefillin, and mitzvahs tzitzis. Why do we get here specifically? So, if you look at this parsha, one thing which is very obvious and blatant in the parsha is the Shem Shomayim, the Malkit Tzedek Koz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says Malkit Tzedek Melech Sholem Hoitzi Lechem Vayayin Vehu Kohen Lekel Elyon. He's a Kohen to kill Elyon. Vayvarcheyu Vayomar Baruch Avrom Lekel Elyon. Again, the Kel Elyon is stressed. Ubaruch Kel Elyon Vayoyimer Melech Sdom El Avrom. And then he says Vayoyim el Avrom el Melech Sdom Harimois Yode el Hashem Kel Elyon. So Hashem is mentioned as Kel Elyon. Why is this repetition of Kel Elyon? So if we look at the understanding of Kel Elyon, the Rabban says it means that those of the Zohar in the world and Shem, which was Malki Tzedek, recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the supreme power. Kel Elyon, the translation is the supreme Elyon, Kel power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the supreme power. He is above of all the Avodah Zarah. And that's Kel Elyon. And that HaKadosh was there before. Avraham Avinu was Mechadash. That's not, there is a Kel Elyon. There is nothing else. It's not as HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Shomayim, we are in the Oretz, and that is separate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and here. There is no such a thing as Avodah Zarah. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the strongest power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you that his existence precludes the existence of the Avodah Zarah. If you look at Rabban says, when Avraham Avinu relates to Kel Elyon, says, Vayom Avraham Melechzom Harimoyis Yodi El Hashem Kel Elyon. Havayi Kel Elyon. That the Kel Elyon is the entire Metzius, is the Haya Hoive Viyo Mehaves HaKol. That's the Chiddush. That's why Shem was a Kohen until now. From then Avraham Avinu became a Kohen. Because the Hakorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the supreme power was a Hakorah to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is Mechadesh, that there is no such a thing as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kel Elyon, and there is Avodah Zarah, here just he controls. There is no such a thing as Avodah Zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'Shamayim of Oretz. Says the Nitziv in the spiritual the Sheoltes. By the way, this is what the Gemara says is Koinesh Shamayim V'Oretz. Says the Gemara, in Brochas, Avraham Avinu was Makne HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shamayim V'Oretz. He gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Kinyan Shamayim V'Oretz. It's very right, because until Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'Shamayim, he's the supreme power, but Oretz was given to the Sorim and the Malachim. Avraham Avinu is Mechadesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'Shamayim V'Oretz. He's the Haya Hoi Ve'Ve'yeh. He's not Baruch Kel Elyon, he's Baruch Havaye Kel Elyon. That's why he's Makne HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shamayim V'Oretz. He showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kinyan is not only the Shamayim, he's the Oretz also. Says the Netziv, that's what it says in the marriage, Achois Lanu Ktana. We have a young sister, as Avraham Avinu, She'icha Es Kol Olam Kul. As Avraham Avinu, that was Me'ache, that he connected the entire world. He says, because before Avraham Avinu, the world was torn. That's by the Chet of Adam Arishon, that he, the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Shechina B'Tachtoinim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Chet of Adam Arishon, etc., HaKadosh Baruch Hu was removed to the seven Rekiim. Avraham Avinu realized that and showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not up there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here. He put it all together. He was Me'ache. That's the Chut. The Chut means that Avraham Avinu tied everything together. That is Michut V'Atzrochnal. Chut is that tying, and that Chut is what guides me in my walking. That's why shoelaces relate to that Chut. So Michut means from the Chut that ties in Shamayim V'Oret, that relates even for me, which yeah, I go and I walk on this. That's why Avraham Avinu Davka here didn't want to have anything. He says, Harimoitisi Yodi El Hashem, says the Meshach Chochma, he tells the Melech Zoyim, I raise my hands to Hashem because he's Kohen Shamayim V'Oretz. I don't deserve anything. I don't have any spoils. You Melech Zoyim, Melech Zoyim is the ultimate opposite. Melech Zoyim, the Yorachav is Medayik, he says to Avraham Avinu, Tem li Nefesh, you give me the souls, verechush kach laich, and you take from me the spoils. What do you mean take from me the spoils? The spoils are his. Taking from me? This, I'm not giving anything. But Melech Zoyim, says the Orachaim, was of the view that if he did, he wasn't miyayish. that even though the menu was taken away by the four kings, he still thought that he has the power to get it back. You hire people, he will do that. He thought that he has the ultimate power that nobody can take away from him. Avraham Avinu is exactly the opposite. It says, and even with the I that I went, I rescued you, Hari Moisi Odi L'Hashem, I raise my hands to Hashem because he's Queen Shamayim V'aretz. So I don't have any part in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who did it. To go ahead and go against the idea of just Kelelion, to tell you that's Havai Kelelion, again Melech Zedoyim, that's why Avraham Avinu didn't take anything. And that connection of Shamayim V'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here and there as one thing only, that is Chut V'atzroch Nal, the Chut, the thread that is Mekasher Shamayim V'aretz, that guides me on my walking, that's what I do. So we mainly could understand why the Chut V'atzroch Nal. What is chut? The chut is the srochnal. The srochnal is that we got the rutsu shel tefillin. The rutsu shel tefillin tells you that we are the edim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Shomayim nikra lecha v'yirbeh. The Shem Shomayim is on us, and they're afraid of us because our mitzius is bottled HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hari Moisi Yodi El Hashem. And that's the Dalet. The Dalet is the world. What's Loshon Dalet? Loshon Dal, that we have nothing of our own. Because of Avraham Avinu, we became the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We became the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we became a Dal. That's why it's Mida Keneged Mida of Avraham Avinu. And that's why Zoichei Mitzvah Tzitzis, that even though we are here, our Mitzvah Tzitzis connects directly to Kisei HaKovet, showing that there is one direct continuum. So Mitzvah Tzitzis and Mitzvah Tzitzis says the exact same thing, that we here are really an expression of there. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Havaye Koine Shamayim V'aretz, Hari Moisi Yod El Hashem. Mimela, you could understand the Levush says something very interesting, that when you wear your shoes, you have to tie your shoes of the left, even though when you wear the right side first, but when we tie your shoes, you tie your left shoe first. Why? Keneged the tefillin, which is also tied with the left hand. The question is, what does the shoelaces have to do with the tefillin? But the answer is very positive. Why? Because everything that we got only the mitzvah of tefillin because of the shoelaces. Why? Because the shoelaces tells us that the mitzvah is tefillin, the dala that we have is Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha, that we are an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no mitzvahs of our own. We have no mitzvahs of our own. We have no separation of our own. Is the dala. That Dalet only got me Srechnal, because when we walk, we are Mehalchim, with that Chut, realizing that we are Koine Shamayim V'aretz. It's not us doing, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it through us. So Mimela also says in Meshechach was something beautiful. That's why tzitzis and tefillin we only put by Shachris. Because Shachris is Keneged Avraham Avinu, and tzitzis and tefillin is Keneged Avraham Avinu. He is the one who Atachois Lanu Ketana. So that it's here. That's Havaye Koine Shamayim V'aretz. So we see here the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu. What is the Chet of Adam Rishon? The Chet of Adam Rishon was separating. The Ruchnius, there was a barrier. That's the skin. That's the oil that we have. The barrier. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibiyochol is there, and we are here. Kelelion HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be. Avraham Avinu by Melech Sdoim was Megala. There is no us. We are an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Koine Shomayim V'aretz. That's why Avraham Avinu becomes HaKadosh Baruch Hu right after this, Odin. Because he becomes a master. Master is the idea of Malchut, the Les Lamigar Maklum, that he have nothing of our own. That's the mitzvahs of the bris. The bris is revealing the neshama, taking away the or which separates between us and him, taking that away, the or, and realizing that we are him. We are his expression. Atem Eidai Vanikel, we have no mitzvahs of our own. So Mimel is givaldik. The whole chidush of Avraham Avinu is Me'ache Shamayim V'aretz. He was called, he made a kuchbuchu called the other. He's the master here. He's not the master there. He's the concept of Malchus that us is less Migar Maklum. And that's why the mitzvahs Mila is taking away the taiva. The taiva of the or prevents us from being bottled, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for doing our avoida towards him, becomes an avoida to ourselves. If you take away the orla, you expose and you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within us. We don't have to reach in there. He's in our neshamas. He's the revelation. We take away the or. That or of the Adam HaRishon, the chet, was taken away here and revealing. We became oil shot tzipor. And after that's, by the way, that's why we used the priya. What do we use? We use the tziporin. Even the Rosh Hashanah Rambam is that you use the nails to open. Take a look at Roshana Rambam. Roshana Rambam is Poirim esakrum harach shlemata minaor betziporin. One second, Milo, we know it has to be Beizmel. Where does Rambam get betziporin? Because this is replacing the or with the or shel tziporin, which is translucent, that show that we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one thing, our neshom is a chelek Eloi kamimal that shines it through. So the mila allows it to shine it through. Avraham Avinu's ochidush is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there and we are here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within us. We have no mitzvahs of our own. We are only gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The or, the skin that was preventing that from showing, mila allowed that skin to go away. How did the skin go? So the breeze of the mila is not okay, the orla. Taking away the orla is the echitimtza to allow for the gilui. The Gilui Atziporin, that's our Metzius. How did we get to the breeze? It starts from Melech Sdoim. Avraham Avinu says, I have nothing of my own. Harimois Yodi Lashem Kelelion. That brings it to the parsha that Avraham Avinu calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odoim, that he's the master here, he's not the master there, and that becomes part of our flesh and debris of the revelation of Mila that reveals that we have no skin. Our skin is Tziporin, which reveals our essence, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we got the mitzvah priya dafka by Eretz. So that Gilui, that Eretz, is not a separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is dafka Eretz. So the priya becomes only complete in Eretz when we go through the world of Teva, the world of nature. But the world of nature in Eretz shows that the nature is not a nature. The nature is a gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is lens, limtara shamayim tishtamayim, that has nothing of its own. That idea that the physical has nothing of its own, that's really a gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Eretz. So the ultimate priya only comes in Eretz. So you're right, in this pristine idea, starts with Avraham Avinu, but only becomes real in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the real Mokim Abris. The physical, not only is not a barrier to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Hashem, Neshem Elokecha, Bo Mereshis, Ashona, Vedach Rishona.